Now, what about the performance benefits to the athlete? Is there any data that has one group of athletes training and using vibration and the other group not, and then testing their performance as an outcome showing a difference?
Yeah, there's been a lot of tests and studies, again, with different groups of people. And again, one that I've just read recently was the effect of soccer players. And one, it was a study working with the power plate or doing conventional exercise or therapy. And with the soccer group, there was a conclusive evidence that, one, that their injuries, they were free from injury, but secondly, their second half performance was actually improved. So they do these controlled group studies where people are just doing purely groups of exercise on the power plate, and there's a conventional study done with people just doing the traditional forms of exercises or therapy. And again, there is a little bit of difference between the groups using the power plate. It's not a huge amount, but there is a significant difference of improvement.
And what about anecdote, Jason? You must hear all kinds of stories and get all kinds of feedback. What are some of the best stories you've heard?
One particular that stands out was a gentleman in Maple Ridge who was needing a knee reconstruction. And he actually was told by his surgeon to come to Fitness Town to buy a power plate. So his rehabilitation would really get him stronger and his muscles stronger around his legs and his knee. So he had the operation February 2011. And he bought the machine in December 2010. And he actually started using the power plate before his operation. And in the January 2011, he had an appointment to see his surgeon. And his surgeon said that his knee was so good, they actually postponed his operation. So that's one element. And I've trained in the UK. I had a couple of guys that were paralyzed. And it was incredible to notice the difference where, you know, they were told they couldn't walk again, they're in wheelchairs. But how the power plate really on a neuromuscular side and, you know, the psychological side really made a difference to them, to which one of them actually walked the London Marathon. It took him 15 days, I think. But he actually walked the London Marathon, but was told he'd never be able to walk again. So that was something that really helped him as well.